Tape 7, Side 2, September 23rd, 1975. In 1953, Universal Edition published The Little Symphony. We've talked before that you had a contract. How did it come about that it was finally honored at this late date?
We had a contract, and we had the contract with us. So after the war, then we wrote to Universal Edition, and we said we had this contract, and they wrote back that they would honor it.
I see. You know?
And they did. But I think their heart wasn't in it. They just had this contract and fulfilled it, and in the meantime, things had so utterly changed, you know?
The circumstances
after the war, of course, in Vienna were pretty terrible, and they didn't have their mind on this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everything had pretty much, you know, wasn't the same. And Eric had gone out from Vienna, and it was like he had never been there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they didn't promote the thing.
I see, they didn't really have an advertising campaign or anything.
No.
I see. In this year also, he composed his second string quartet. We've talked at some length about the first one, how he took portions of it and reworked them for string orchestra. It's been many, many years in between, and now here's the second string quartet, a piece in D minor. And this was commissioned by the New York Chamber Music Society. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about this, how it came about.
At that time, a friend was visiting us, one of our friends from Vienna. And he was a very good musician, though that wasn't his profession. He was an amateur musician, but a good one. And had he really taken up music, he would have become a good conductor, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And his knowledge in music is fantastic. As a matter of fact, I think he has made arrangements to give his library to one of the big libraries there, because he has such an extensive library of all the things of chamber music that were ever written from the 18th century on. And we were here together, and he said to Eric that he wanted to commission him to write a string quartet for this chamber society, whatever it was called, that he had founded. The idea was a very fine one. He was himself an ardent chamber music fan, and had the regular chamber music in his house. And he knew that so many people wanted to play chamber music, but sometimes didn't have the right partners.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So he made a list of all the people that were good chamber music player, and even, you know, with differentiation in their skills, you know, first class and so on.
Uh-huh.
And these lists were laid up in the public libraries of every city, so that somebody who was traveling, for instance, could find the partners there and call up and said, "I wanted to play chamber music."
That's a great idea.
And I think it's a very good idea. So Eric said fine, and he wanted to do it, and he promised him $150 as a commission.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. And Eric did the quartet, and when he sent it to him, he didn't like it. It was too complicated. He was not really in the first class himself, and his musician friends could not quite master this, because Eric never wrote easy pieces.
No.
That was one of the things that were obstacles. And he never paid the $150. Eric was quite angry, but he remained our friends. But he wrote him, "I shouldn't have started with amateurs and dilettantes. You are dile onkel, and your wife is a dilettante."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, we remained friends.
Mm-hmm. And this is
The Mozart Quartet then took this piece up and played it in many concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I think they premiered it at a concert of Norman's Church, and then it was played over radio, and they played it in many concerts and radio performances. And Israel Baker later founded a quartet and also played it.
Mm-hmm.